Yep, we live.
We live! Sang that.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning, y'all. I'm playing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Yeah. Yes, the musical. But welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am Shakoya D.
Ben Breeze. Damani.
And yeah, we're here to talk to you about whatever we feel like talking about. That's what this podcast is all about.
Let's just get into some things. Today's topic is, drum roll please. Entrepreneur life versus the 9 to 5. It was a little subtitle, can't remember it, but the entrepreneur life versus the 9 to 5.
Okay.
Like, which one do we prefer, or like, what is the difference for
whatever floats your boat?
I mean, we can start off with what is the difference, and then what, and then we can go into which do we prefer.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
what is the difference?
Oh, okay. So,
I guess specifically for you, I guess, or just in general, whatever you feel like answering.
I'll do in general first, and then okay. So, 9 to 5. So, a creative lifestyle, or I guess it would be an entrepreneurial lifestyle versus a 9 to 5 lifestyle, right?
That was the topic.
Is that what you said?
I thought you said
creative.
Nah, entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. All
right, guys. I'm sorry. I just got off work.
Perfect.
So, okay. So I have worked pretty much since I was how old? 14. Since I could actually work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's tough.
Yeah, I started working. Well, as soon as I could, I got the working paper signed. As soon as possible, and I started working. So working a 9 to 5 or even just working in general is like, you know, you clock in, you clock out, you go, you work for somebody, there's ways to work for people and just be on contract, but that's a whole like freelancer situation. That's with entrepreneurship. But standard 9 to 5 that we are talking about is literally, you go in to a job, maybe you love it, maybe you hate it. There's already an entire corporate structure that you are pretty much being selected to be a part of. At a lot of the places, you are just a number, and they don't really care who you are. Some of the places genuinely care about your person. But, 9 to 5, you clock in, you clock out. That's how you get paid. You get a W-2. Yeah, you get a W-2. Sometimes you have benefits, sometimes you don't if you're doing like part-time or even if the job just don't offer benefits. But yeah, just plain and simple, generically, that's what a 9 to 5 is. And then entrepreneurial life. I have experienced that, and I'm still experiencing both sides of the coin. To be an entrepreneur, it is, rather than working 9 to 5, some will say you work 24/7, at least in the beginning stages of your career and your entrepreneurial journey. You are working for yourself. Even if you are freelancing or doing contract positions, you are lending your services out to companies and stuff like that. So you have your own schedule. You are in charge of your projects, you are in charge of the flow of communication, management, all of the things. Especially in the beginning, you wear all of the hats. You are fulfilling orders, if you are e-commerce, you are the accountant, if you cannot afford to have an accountant at the time. You are the manager, CEO, the lawyer. You're not the lawyer. Ignore the lawyer part. You're not the lawyer. But you are the employee and you are the boss. So it's very different. You don't necessarily clock in. So some people love the 9-to-5 because there's somebody who provides a structured schedule for them. And then other people love the entrepreneurial life because you can go out and do what you want to do when you want to do it from wherever you want to do it from. So, yes, surface level basics, that is 9-to-5 versus entrepreneurial life.
First, I just want to take a second, give you a round of applause. That was an amazing breakdown between
Thank
the two.
You.
I would have just jumped right into what I think. Context, great imagery. Yes, amazing.
Thank you. So,
you write?
Yeah, I write. I be writing a little bit, you know.
You should. You should.
Catch it, though. It's
all right. I did, because I forgot I had this on.
Y'all a mess, yo.
You saw I still had to look down after you said your shirt. I'm like, oh, okay. So, since I just did a lot of talking, let's start with you guys. Which would you prefer? What has been? Let's start with what has been your experience with the two.
Working. My experience between the two. I mean, most of my life I've been working.
Working.
I wouldn't even say most of my life. A portion of my life I've been working. I use the athletics to give me some leeway. So, yeah, working. It's work. Never had a job that I was like, oh, yeah, I love coming here. Mm. I only stayed at jobs as long as I did for people, like for the people.
You said for the people, like for the people, like you was going to go.
For people.
Like oh,
for people.
Okay. I thought you said like that was a more descriptive.
For the people.
But go ahead.
I say that job's like for the people. Yeah. That's all I got. But now looking back on it, stuff that I can take, that I've learned, that I had to do. Different positions, different roles and stuff that I could take and actually utilize on this entrepreneur, on round two of the entrepreneurial journey.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneur, they ain't tell me it was going to be like this. I wish the camera could zoom in some type of way because they didn't tell me it
Run
was going
to
be like that. Hold on. They ain't tell me. Nah, they ain't tell me it was going to be like this. Like, they leave out the whole mental part of it. They just say, jump. Just go do it. Just get started.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, first you got to get out your way.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to block out everybody who you feel like should be supporting you or on your side or agree with you. You got to block that out because 9 times out of 10, they like, you're not supposed to, like what? So what's I don't know. I just know me going to work every day, it's not cutting it.
Yeah.
But then, you still got all these bills, and it's like they make it seem like as soon as you start, the money just drop out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. It's like you just got to take baby steps. I'm taking the baby steps now. Then it's like you practice. That's what it feels like every day.
So we're talking about practice?
Hey, my boy was wrong. He was in a structure that's like a 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to work,
mm-hmm.
clock in,
mm-hmm.
going to practice. You know, you're going to the game. You got this. You know how much you're getting paid.
That's a big one, to be honest. I think like the major difference is you know exactly how much you're getting paid. You know it's coming in in
Even
2 weeks.
If you break it down, it's like I get paid this much amount per game.
Mm-hmm. It's kids. Don't even worry about it.
So it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It's close. Not quite though.
We know how to put in a door for that.
I know, I never planned on doing it. I don't really got the Halloween spirit right now.
No, we're not having it either. It was some kids outside my door today. For the people across from me, she was going crazy. I was just sitting by the door, though, just listening.
We need to have Nova over here for Halloween.
Yeah, they was playing Ding Dong Dish on our door twice.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like we're here, so we can see them running in the back. Like,
who the hell let you get
in? You should have opened the door and said that.
Yeah.
We're getting back on topic.
Break down how much you're getting paid per game, stuff like that. But like, entrepreneur, like you have to go get it. It's like you can have a spirit. You could be like, okay, I want to do this, but if you're not prepared to do, it's like by any means, I have to like. By any means, mentality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I agree.
Get it. And it's a lot of planning, a lot of strategizing, mm-hmm. a lot of researching. See, and now I understand when they be like great creators still.
I did, yeah. I mean, I understand. Elaborate, please.
Oh, that's like when they said good artists imitate great artists still.
Like, it's like nothing is ever, for the most part, nothing is ever, like, we not the first people creating what we want to do.
Right.
We may be the first people that's doing it in this type of way, but it is some type of blueprint or foundation there that we can at least look at and be like, okay, so they did this. You could look at they following how they grew their company or whatever. And then even, like, you could reach out. Like,
yeah. I agree to an extent. Only reason, because, like, I think depending, especially with entrepreneurial stuff in general, it's like you can look at their formula, right? But at the end of it, like the stuff that worked for them isn't always going to work for you because your experience is totally different. So they just maybe they just happened to they were doing this stuff and they happened to run into somebody and they were going to meetings every week and they happened to run into somebody. That doesn't mean that when you go to a meeting you're going to run into somebody that way.
But like, but you can see somewhere like
to start from. Yeah, it's a good starting point.
I can try to go to some meetings, or even if you don't go to meetings, it's still like you have some type of like a little bit of direction. It's like you taking pieces of different stuff and then you just put it together and like, oh, I made a cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, wow, this happens to be a cake.
Great imagery.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Devon, what has your experience been with the two?
I've been working my I've been working since I was 16. All of the jobs that I've been at, it wasn't even really the employees. It was just like after a point, I kind of stopped. Wanting to work, and especially the transition from like you go to work and then going to college and then coming back out and just seeing like it's just work.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wow, this is
makes
and you do this till you 65.
But
looking at people, I see it. I'm having a conversation with people who stayed for the full 65 years. So I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, it was hard for you to leave once you get in. Like, you're like, what am I going to do? I went to school for this. Like, where do I start if I'm going to be... I don't even know what I like to do outside of this. So I spent my whole life in a structure. I guess to some degree, I started doing some entrepreneurial stuff when we started releasing music when I was 14. So it's like, we were putting stuff out for people to listen to. We just weren't thinking about. We didn't know how we were gonna get paid from it. Yeah. So especially at that time, because YouTube wasn't paying nearly what it is now. Like,
were they paying at all?
I mean, I don't even know. But I just know it was a lot more rare for you to be like a YouTube
soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube artist. But it just in terms of like the entrepreneurial stuff, they definitely do not tell you about like you working all you trading working 9 to 5 for you to work the entire day like you're
but granted it's like something that you wanted, it's more fulfilling, like
yeah, in the end result I think so
for me I don't be having a problem working all day. Like the days I'll be working all day, I don't be having a problem. Oh, I jumped too far ahead.
Yeah, because we heard your perspective. We got to hear his perspective.
No, it's all good.
It's all good.
I agree though. But no, I agree. It's a lot easier when you don't. It's a lot easier when you like enjoy it. At least enjoy the work that you're doing, because it doesn't necessarily feel like work all the time. But like the part that, so it's like you, the part that you trade in terms of stress is you trade in the stress of like, dang, I really don't like doing this for the stress of, dang, I don't really know where this money coming from. And it's like, right? So it's like, it's a totally different kind of stress. So it's like, all right, which one do you feel like you value, or which one bothers you less?
It's like, dang, I really don't want to be here versus,
I don't know what I'm about to eat.
Coming from. But it's like, oh wow, I don't know where this money is coming from. Let's see what I can do to.
But that's okay, a different, like, that's a different mindset.
It is, like,
right, because you have most people, especially when you first going in.
I just got here, yeah, but I still have a job, so.
And I think there's a middle ground where you're supposed to use the money to fund your entrepreneurial stuff if you're gonna work. But again, that's like.
That's where I am.
Yeah, that's where, I mean, that's where we all are. Like, we're trying to use the money.
I'll say after doing the two, like, I found my balance in, okay, I can actually use this job to fund this stuff, like, and still have the time. Like, now I'm figuring out, okay, this is what I want to do. Like, this is the direction that I want this specific business to go into. I'm building the structure for that. Oh, okay, this money is still coming in, right? I don't know when this money is going to start kicking in for this business, for real, for real. I know it's coming soon, but until then, I have this money to put into this business, and I can get the supplies that I need so that I can move these things forward.
Mm-hmm. And it takes so much patience. That's what I actually finally learned. Like, I knew patience, but...
Patience, now I know you. Like,
basically, I thought I knew patience, mm-hmm. but now it's like, I'm starting from the beginning, and it's like, okay, the first time I ain't do nothing, I just thought I was gonna put this thing out there, and everybody, they say they love me, so
they gonna support.
I would have supported mm-hmm. if I told them I love them, mm-hmm. but now it's like, okay, I gotta do and then the self promotion.
That's the hardest part.
Like self promoting. Like everybody, mm-hmm. like
I agree.
Like when you speak highly of yourself or something that you're doing, oh, you cocky, you conceited, like, nah, just see what you see. I know I got something. I know I have something. So let me just speak. Expand on it. Like,
yeah, I
mean, let you know how great it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, especially for the kind of entrepreneurial life that we're looking for, you have to have almost an insane level of belief before you get it. Because, again, there's millions of people that's like, hey, yo, I'm better than everybody out here. Of course, and it's like everybody's saying that, but you have to have a certain level of belief for you to even get to that point. Because everybody who's gotten there had to have that.
And I think that goes back to the mindset, like you were talking about early on, how they don't teach you about that part. When I first quit my job, like the first time when I was just, you know, free.
Thugging.
I really was. People that I found online, like King Ashley Ann, the first videos that I saw from her were talking about mindset. Like, she did, like, a whole series, just, like, she does series on her live. So, like, she does stuff for free, and then she has courses, too. So, like, I'm watching this stuff, and then, like, I'm like, okay, because I'm doing the things. Like, I started the business. I'm making the music. I'm doing the voiceover stuff. Like, I'm doing everything. The money should be coming, because I thought, in my mind, just like you said, as soon as I quit my job and released that song, everything was going to fall into place. All the money was coming. I'm about to blow up, whatever, whatever.
Or even people just hitting you up like, hey, that's fire.
Right.
I seen your thing. I seen you post. I love that song.
Right.
Can we work sometimes? Like,
exactly. Something.
Like, you know, I'm on the right track.
But that didn't happen. And, like, I wasn't really discouraged by it because it was also, like, the first time that I wasn't working. I mean, I didn't really work in college. I worked some of the summers, but, like, outside of being at school, that was my first time to kind of relax. So I was just like, you know, okay, cool, whatever. Then I was a bridesmaid. I was a maid of honor that year. Money started going quick, you know. So then it was like, all right, how I'm going to pay this bill? And then it was like, I had to get out of the mindset of, I don't got it, I don't got it, I don't got it. Like, yeah, I don't know, it's not coming to me. Like, oh, like, I had these negative thoughts about what I was doing, like, I'm not doing enough, or, you know, mind you, I'm doing a lot of stuff, and I'm mad tired because I'm doing a lot of stuff, but the negative thoughts were draining me, so then I made, like, a positivity wall. So I would wake up, I would meditate, I would read the cards that I put on the wall, so I can, like, continue to learn to speak life into myself and all of that stuff, because I wasn't, you know, we were taught that as kids, but it was like, we weren't taught it in a way to combat, I guess, like, regular negative intrusive thoughts, right? It was to, you know, my black is beautiful, you know, there's strength in your blackness, stuff like that. So, like, empowering, uplifting, but, like, also, you know, I need to, it's other things that go on in my life. I'm, like, I'm in a different phase. These words right here aren't going to help me in my entrepreneurial journey. It helped me be.
Everything I'm thinking is coming from me.
It's exactly.
Not talking about, you cute for a dark skinned girl. Right. Like, it's not nothing like that. It's like, yo, can I really do this?
Right. Like, am I even good enough? Like, who am I kidding? Like, I'm out here trying to do this stuff. I could just go get a job and make the money.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know I look good. But that's not the problem. I know everything that I said was valid, sound good, beat was good. I got this product, but nobody want it.
Right.
They looking at it. I see y'all liking. I see y'all views. Y'all just watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. So I think when you look at it, especially with stuff, because when me and my friends were putting out music when we were like younger, we were literally just putting out music, and we had no clue who was listening. And at the time, we really didn't care who was listening. Like, we were just like, yo, this is fire. We had, our goal was like, how can we be as good as our favorite artist? Like, let's just keep doing that. And it's like, as we were doing it, we weren't focusing on who was watching, but the numbers were going up. So we're like, oh, wow, okay, this is kind of fire. Let's just keep going, right? And I think most of our focus is on, like, I have a fire product. Why isn't anybody checking it? And it's like, as opposed to being like so zoned in on, I have a fire product, let me make another fire product, and like consistently doing that. And then by the time you actually look up, you're like, oh snap, there's people following. I don't know when it started, but
right.
I just got to keep going, because it's like, I think once we focus on it, and that's something that they don't tell you about entrepreneurial stuff, right? They say all of this stuff to, like, you gotta believe, if you believe it, you can achieve it, right? you gotta speak positivity over your life, right? But, like, I think most of the time we're saying the stuff
to convince ourselves.
Yeah, to convince ourselves, or because it's like, all right, cool, I'm saying, like, all right, you're not, people gonna love me, people gonna love this. It, but, like, how I feel is the complete opposite. Like, yeah. I feel like, dang, I don't know if people are actually going to love this. So, it's like, I'm saying it to try and trick myself into believing it. But it's like, if you just focus on the part that you actually want to do, I think, at least for me, I feel like I've seen more results doing it that way than once I start focusing on how do I make this thing work, as opposed to, like, let me just work and then go from there. The kids, man. Them kids,
right?
So like the Rugrats out there, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, I had to get to that point. I'm at that point now, but it's like it took me a while to actually get there.
Mm-hmm. 40 years.
It took me a while to actually get there, because, like, when you first, because they make the leap sound so glamorized and romanticized, when you actually take your leap of faith, like, it's good to take your leap of faith, and even if you don't know what you're doing, but they make it sound like, yes, you jump and everything just catches you, but then what?
I was about to say, the leap, not necessarily a leap, if you do it, because, like, you really just taking baby steps until you have things, like, you have enough to eat, like, to take the leap. So it's kind of like the leap, not a leap. It's not like you jumping out with no parachute. It's not jumping out of a plane with no parachute.
But, like, they make it sound like you're jumping out of a plane with no parachute, but the cloud is going to catch you.
But, I mean, and, I mean, to some degree, I think it is. Like, I haven't quit my job like that. Like, I never quit it. and just been like solo dolo with it. But I think to some degree it is because the big leap is I don't have the structure, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have every 2 weeks on this Friday. Every 2 weeks on this Friday, I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid, right? I don't have benefits. I don't have these things, right? So it's still a big leap because it's like if it doesn't work, it's like you kind of ass out, right? But you're right because you're taking baby steps because you're setting it up so that when you leave, it's not necessarily I'm jumping off this 40-foot cliff. It's like, no, I have stuff set up so that even if I do fall, it's like I have options. Like I'm setting it up so that. It makes the most sense for me to leave now because I can't physically do this and this. Like,
and it's not like you just, like, you're not just going out. It's like you have, like, okay, I know I want to start this clothing line. So I've been doing the work, but in order to actually start it, I can't be going. I'm not capable of going to work every day and still doing this. So let me take this chance on this thing that I've been building. Whether you put it out already or not, you still have a decent foundation. Mm-hmm. Now I just have to put energy into it. Once that happened, then you.
Yeah, and I feel like.
And it's a different mentality. Sorry to cut you off.
No, I agree though. Like, you have to have the mentality when you do take the leap, because like I don't want to discredit those that actually do take the huge leap with nothing attached and it all works out. But it's usually because they're ready to put in the work. Yeah. That's required in that moment, and I feel like
try to do that. It ain't work.
But a lot of it is it's the mindset, it's the level of energy that you put in behind it, and it's sometimes it's your circumstances, sometimes it's your just willingness to keep pushing forward. And I feel like when I did it, I mean, I was still at home. So I was like, all right, well, you know, I could chill out for a little bit and then start working on stuff or whatever, whatever. I feel like if it makes sense for you or if you want to do it, if you feel like that's what you should be doing, then definitely do it. Like, I don't even regret doing it because, like, I feel like that, well, I wouldn't even start a business if I wouldn't have did that. I probably wouldn't be I don't know that we would have really moved. I mean, like, we was talking about it, but like at that point I don't know I would have mentally been like, yeah, let's move, or if I would have been like, oh, let's just actually get a place in Jersey or something like that. I feel like it was best for me, but I feel like I recognize that it's not for everybody, and I also recognize that I didn't put the energy that I needed to put into stuff. And I also, one huge thing that I had to work on was my mindset. Like, before anything could start working or coming together, I had to work on my mindset. And I still be working on that. Like, the whole imposter syndrome stuff. And, like, I'm just now really working through that.
Like, working on it.
I mean, yeah, but, like, it gets to different levels. It's, like, certain things that if you can get past those certain things, then stuff will start, you know, you can start moving yourself forward, I guess, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's everybody always talks about mindset, but it's they don't talk about how important, like, they talk about, like, changing what you focus, but they don't really talk to you about, like,
how?
It's not even the how, because because they'll say, like, all right, they'll, like, don't speak death over stuff, Don't say you're broke, say you're pretty rich, right? They're saying that, like, this kind of stuff, and it's like it's supposed to almost trick you into believing it. But you need to have the gut level belief. Because if you don't feel it, it's like you're just saying a bunch of empty words. And it's like, if you don't feel it at the end of the day, none of it's gonna happen. And then you're gonna be looking like, well, I mean, why didn't it? Like, I knew it wasn't gonna work. Like, what you're gonna be saying. He's like, all right, it's cool, it didn't work because I really knew it wasn't gonna work. And it's like, yeah, because you didn't believe the words you were saying anyway.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, but.
Yeah, it has to feel good to you in order for it to actually hold some weight or have some power. But that, I mean, it takes time. Like, I created the positivity wall so that I could, like, I can physically see what I'm going for. Because, like, this is me. I guess it was me reminding myself, But it's not, it wasn't stuff that I didn't believe. It was just stuff that I needed to hear in that moment. Yeah. So it was different. So then it actually helped with my mindset. It ain't help overnight. Because that's the other thing. They be acting like...
Yeah, I was just about to say something about that.
Yeah, they be acting like you say the one thing and then it's just... Yeah, but nah. Go ahead.
I was about to say something that I had seen probably like a week ago or so. Something like that. It was like you got to practice being the person that you want to be. Like, and then that like reminds me of like being patient. Like, every day, and it goes with being 1% better than I was yesterday. Just putting habits in place that coincide with where you're trying to go, who you're trying to be. Just like stuff just gotta make sense. Like, yeah. It's okay not to be perfect. Give yourself some grace. Like, just pat yourself. Oh wow, I came a long way. Oh, I like how that look.
Yeah,
I'll be walking past mirrors like, oh, let me step back. I like that.
That reminds me of the Kobe thing though. I remember I was reading his Mamba Mentality book. He was just talking about when he was trying to learn a move. He was saying he didn't care how he looked, mm-hmm. like while he was practicing. He's like, he can do it like, but he can do it a million times, and it's like. He doesn't care how crazy he looks, but by a million and one, he's like, if he got it, he got it. And he's like, he doesn't care about the practice and moments, right? Mm-hmm. But for all of it, you did all of the people who have made it, quote unquote, right? I think they have a great relationship with failing, and they fail a lot.
They fail up, right?
All you need is one. Like,
that's all it is. It's literally like, all right, cool. And I used to talk to people about this. I was like, especially with music, it's like you're playing a lottery. It's like, cool. I can fail every day. All I have to do is win one time, and I'm winning big. Like, it's not even like the comparison. It's like, we don't look at it, especially if you don't look at it as a failure, right? It's if you're looking at it as, like, okay, cool. I didn't quite get what I wanted yet, but let's see. Like, now I learned something here. Now I did this. Okay, cool. I thought I was doing this, but maybe I'm doing this. And you're learning more. And then it's like, once you get it, you get it. Like, it's not even...
There's stuff like, it's just like, stuff just start coming to you. Like, stuff literally just start clicking. Like, start making sense. Like, once you, like, keep doing it, then it's like, somebody might say something. And at this particular moment, since you've been doing all this for so long, you heard this all your life. And now, this particular day, it's like, wow, that makes so much sense. Let me just add this in here or see if I could do it this way to help and see what it does. Now you just, and it's just trial and error.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that reminds me of, it was a video, might have been the Jack Grapes video we watched, where he was saying, like, basically, like, if you win a Grammy, nobody's gonna come to you and be like, hey, you remember how many trash verses you wrote and you threw out? Like, nobody's coming to you and it's like, it's going through your trash and like, look, he wrote this trash verse. No, it's like, they like you did it. At the end of the day, it's like, right. The goal is here. If you hit the goal, how many times you fail before you got here doesn't really matter. Like, as long as you get to the end goal.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, C's get degrees in college. Definitely. Don't matter how many times you failed, if you got your degree, that's all that matters. Like, did you graduate? That's what matters. I mean, definitely try. If you are in college, try to do your best in school, guys. But also, a C, you can still get degrees. Yeah. Okay.
And for those people who, again, don't feel comfortable doing the entrepreneurial stuff, I completely understand because it's a lot of working when everybody else is like sleeping, you're working. It's a lot of like no security, no 401k off the rip. Like, it's a lot of stuff where it's, oh, it makes sense why you're here. Like, go ahead, stay. Like, this is a lot. This is comfortable. Yeah. This makes sense for your lifestyle. You got kids. I'm not telling you to be like little Ray Ray.
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying? No. Like, Lil Ray Ray need braces. You need to get Lil Ray Ray braces. It's okay.
And like, some people enjoy their jobs.
I'm about to get some benefits too. Yeah, like, I want to get my teeth whitened.
Yeah, like,
put it on the company.
You know what I heard? When they whiten your teeth, they're not actually whitening your teeth.
They painting it or something?
No, it's like basically they're brightening the natural color of your teeth. Like, it doesn't actually make your teeth whiter.
Well, I mean, it's bleaching, technically speaking.
Oh, well, if you were trying to get your teeth bleached,
whitening in general is like they're bleaching it.
But like, it's something else. I don't remember. I got to, when I was watching a podcast and they was doing an ad and they was talking about it. I was like, is that right? But it was something about, I think it was the difference between like going into the dentist and like having it whitened versus, machine and everything. Yeah, versus like the
Well, y'all was going to the dentist.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but I just...
Like the dentist will still call it bleaching. Yeah, because it's like you're, I guess for their machine is still technically like bleaching.
Yeah, I figured that, but what you say it was?
What? Oh, it was something... Maybe that is the difference. When they bleach your teeth, it's actually turning it white. Right. But if they're...
The dentist, but the little thing that you do at home, that's just making your teeth color brighter. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, like your natural tone. Like, it'll remove the stains or whatever, but like your natural tooth color.
Okay, I think I might go that route.
But apparently the ones that glow don't do nothing. Like the one where you stick in the mouth and it glow, they don't do
anything. I had a feeling. There was too many celebrities promoting that. Celebrities start promoting that much, it's like, I don't know if it really works.
Apparently that don't actually work. So really work like do your research first before you do it. Do your Googles. What was we saying before that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying...
Stay in school.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy the structure because some people, you need the structure. Like, some people, it makes sense. I'm not... If you're trying to be a doctor, there's no reason for you to be an entrepreneurial doctor. Like,
You can open your own practice, but even that has some level of structure to it, so...
You know, but if you're a doctor, right, and I walk into your doctor's office... And I'm like, oh yeah, but what school you study from? You like, I got out the mud. Like, hey yo, what?
I got it out the mud. Like, what does that mean?
I did what I had to do. Like, what does that mean?
Like, I ain't seen no degree on the wall. I'm gonna just go somewhere else. Just send my files over here.
Yeah. So you know, there's some stuff you need to. You need the structure. You need to have the 9 to 5 to, and like, nothing's wrong with the 9 to 5. Again, depending on the stuff, like
they get paid. It's just the minimum wage, like the regular 9 to 5, where you're getting paid
barely
like that's need to do away with that. Like, got to. But if you making like real money, and then even if you at the getting paid
nothing,
it's a lot that you can learn from. How they be doing business, like just a regular structure. I know you gonna change a lot because you care about the people that you employ. Even if you decide to have employees, you care about them. It's a family. It's not just you're not just a number.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I just want to make how little Ray Ray. You good? Let me know. The wedding. Make sure I'm there. I'm there. Yeah. Like, you gotta make people feel welcome.
I was thinking about my old job. Mm-hmm. That's why I made a face. And I was like, oh wait, no. If my employees, yes.
Yeah, people don't be understanding. Like, if you have employees, if you make sure your employees is good,
they're gonna stay.
Make sure that
everything like stuff smooth, get done. Yeah.
Even if like, hey, can you are we short today? Do you mind if you like, are you able to come in? Blah blah. Like, I literally had people. I'd be like, hey, can you come in today? Or such and such ain't come in. Can y'all switch? Like, you working today? I was like, yeah. Or are you going to work that day? I was like, yeah. Okay, I'm there. And it'd be like stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Got to be able to call people because
you have a great relationship. On top of that, like, there's something that it'd be blowing my mind, right? If you pay people more, people will want to stay.
Yes. You know?
like y'all make $1 million a day.
You know? Yes. Because it's like people. Granted, right now people are staying at jobs for less, right?
Yeah.
But if you raise the amount that you're gonna pay them, they're even more likely to stay. Like people, you want me to come in? You know what? Y'all do pay me pretty good. I'll come in a little bit.
Right.
I come in on my day, and it's like now they're doing way
people
more.
People don't even mind working. Like, it's some people that just they don't need to be working, but it's a lot of people that they don't mind working. Like, it's like they don't have, they enjoy coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's one dude I work with. He be like, you know, on Sunday I'm off Saturdays and Sundays, but if the kids start getting on my nerves, I look at the clock. I'm like, you know what? Let me go
to work.
I knew he was good. But like, people don't even mind working. It's just like,
You gotta, at this point, I'm wasting my time.
You gotta create that environment. Like, as a manager, employer, you gotta, like, set the environment, set the tone for people to want to be there. Yeah. Like,
I don't even want employees, though. I'm gonna do, like, partnerships. Like we work in together. Even if I have a company, I don't want it to be, like, I don't want it to be like a franchise type of thing. I want everybody to know each other.
Well, they could still be your employees, but it could still be like a small. Yeah,
but we partner. We partners. Like, nah.
Like, y'all work together. It's your team, it's no, but you
yeah,
still.
It's like, no hierarchy.
Yeah, and like, it's not like, oh, it's okay if you here and you could learn as much as you want. Oh, you trying to do this, and this? Okay, oh, word. So, I know such and such. Yeah, go do your thing. Like, it's enough for everybody. Ain't nobody hurt. If everybody is good, all the craziness that's going on, like, it will cease to exist. Like, if everybody is good.
Everybody's good. Everybody's
good. The crazy thing is, too, like the low-paying jobs, like the last job I was working, it's not enough to actually, like, live off of. Yeah. Like, at least pay me enough so that I could pay my rent.
Yeah, so my, like, the basic needs are met.
I can eat. I'd be like, get gas.
Like, it should be no reason why I'm thinking how I'm going to eat.
Right. Well,
dang, should I get gas or get groceries? Dang, my rent might not be paid.
Right.
But I got holes in my shoes. Like, it's like stuff like that. It don't make sense.
Like, oh, but I'm definitely going to go do this job because that's all the money I got.
Be like, hey, like, it was literally, my boots was ripping. And they went around. It was like, hey, anybody need, like, some materials? They was asking boots, all this. I was like, yeah, I got some more boots. They was like, okay, I'm going to put you on the list. I hear nothing. Hey, yo, what about them boots? Oh, I got to talk to such and such. All right. Come back. You talk to them about the boots. Oh, dang, I forgot it. Like, hey, yo, stop playing. Give me some boots. And they'll have me in my own boots.
But it'd be like that. Like, they just don't be caring. I know the supervisors at my last job, like, I was told by one of the new supervisors that they really just there to supervise.
Yeah, like, when I be looking around, supervisors really don't be doing nothing. Like, I'm going to ask. I'm like, so what y'all do? Because I'll be like, I'm not one of y'all. Like, if I see people working, I can't just, like, sit there and be like, just watch. Like, I'm not about to watch you.
I'm going to be like, do you need help with something?
Yeah, that's me to, like, pull something, do something. I'm not about to be, like, I'll be going places. I'll just be walking, minding my business. Be a gang of supervisors just huddled up. I'm like, hey, yo, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on back there, right? And then this the kicker. Everybody that new come in that I'll be having to train, I'll be like, all right. At the end of the night, they be wanting us to go help people, but nobody ever come help us. So, if it's up to me, if you want to stay, you can. But if you want to go home, go home. Because I'm not sending y'all to help nobody. Last night, I'm talking to people. They was like, we asked I if she wanted us to go help y'all out in y'all department, and she was like, y'all don't gotta help them. I'm like, hold on.
It's like y'all ask for help
every night, and I'll be thinking, I'll be like, nobody ever helped me. Granted, I don't be needing help, but just somebody to come help a little bit,
check
it'd be
to see
nice.
How good,
but it'd be the times when you actually need help. Nobody around,
or
and
they
be like,
just watch and they just be like, that look like a lot.
Like,
dang. That's tough, man.
My boy, I work with. He was working, and he looked over, and it was just like it was yesterday. It was bad, mind you. It's Friday. Nobody worked Fridays for real.
Mm-hmm.
But it was bad. He was like, oh, it don't usually look like that back there. Mind you, they department not working. Like, and then somebody else was like, you want us to go help somewhere else? And I was like, nah, y'all don't gotta help nobody. I'm like, hold on. Yeah, y'all gave the wrong person some. Nah, we not doing that.
But that's stuff that, sorry, Mo, I was going to say, that's stuff that, we've experienced it, so, like, in us being, trying to be our own bosses and CEOs, it's like, Now we already knew that's not how we would operate, but like now I really know that's not like no, that's I don't even like how that feel because I'll be there be times where I'll be looking up like yo, there is so many people. It's the first of the month. There are so many people out here, and all of a sudden y'all want to send somebody to help somebody else at another location. I'm like, bro, it's like we barely scraping by here, and you want to send somebody else here. And it'd be like, these are the conditions that make me want to be like, you know what, bro, I can leave right now, bro. Like, yeah. What are we going to do? What are we going to do if I leave?
Like, yo, I'm only here because I don't want to let, like, mm-hmm. I know what's, when I leave, I know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, the people that I actually like in here,
yeah,
I don't want them to have to go through that. So I'm going to just stay because I already know what's going down. But now,
I had to let go of that.
Yeah, I got to go.
Like, I had to let go of that because it's great, like, the camaraderie and, yeah. like, those people. But also, it'd be like, at the end of the day, I got to do what's best for me. Like, yeah. if this is affecting me and my mental health or my money or whatever, honestly, like, I really want to be here for you. I do. But I had to get out of the mindset because I'm like, would you even do this for me?
Probably not.
Exactly. Yeah, so
that'd be my problem.
Yeah. Like, that's why I'd be holding on for so long. Thing. Yeah.
And I'm tired of being joint and trauma with y'all. Like I'm tired of us. I'm tired of like bonding over the fact that we hate it. Like why are we doing
yes.
this?
Oh,
like, talking I'm just, about that no more.
Nah, but in general, at this point, I don't be talking about that. But it just be like when we have conversations. Like, they used to ask me, like, especially with the new people, like, how you like it? Like, you know, I'm just ready to go home. And then, like, months later, they be
saying stuff like that. Like, I hate it here. Like, why are you still here? Like, I literally worked with somebody who was telling me, yeah, she used to be a stylist. She was a stylist. And she was making good money. But then she had a family, so she decided the stability, get a job where, okay, I got benefits, but kids is grown now. Mm-hmm. Other people for like gigs and stuff hit her up. She sold me emails like saying, hey, we got this going on. But you over here complaining about, I don't even like it here. Like, I'm ready to go. Your opportunity is right in your email to go. You good. Your husband wants you to go.
Mm-hmm.
If the person that you with supports you,
just go.
No. Yeah, but again, that's,
like,
that's
because that's not even like that's kind of rare. Like,
but it's also right after years of doing this, it, even when you have like a life raft, you might just be like, yeah, I mean, I kind of know it's there, but like, do I really want to? And it's again, it's like you've been doing this for however long. The kids is grown, you clearly been doing this for a long time,
at least 18 grown, years. Right?
So that's a lot to untry and untrain yourself to do. So like we're fortunate enough so that we haven't been doing it for that long.
Yeah, I think and we're going on 6 years. Pardon me, like 10 years maybe. Because I started working when I was 16, but I took break. Basketball season, breaks. I was like, hey, it's basketball season, so I'm not gonna be able to work until the summertime. Right. Yeah, I was athlete. Track came after basketball. So, you know what? I see y'all when I see y'all.
Athletes be saving
this. Then I worked in the summer. So, yeah, I might be pushing 10 years, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't working in school, actually.
Year two. Oh, stop.
So, I worked when I was 16. Let's jump to 18. Yeah, I worked when I was 16. I haven't even been working for 10 years because I didn't work in college. I like worked on campus and stuff, but I ain't work until I was 23. Well, I've been working 5 years.
Clap it up.
I mean, man,
half a decade. That's too long.
I've been working.
Too long for me.
Working day and night.
Yeah. I started working when I was 14.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was working at you. Same yeah. Place. I said at you. I was working with you. Then I only got the job because our sister, I was told in the interview. Yes, she sat there like, I'm only going to hire you because of your sister.
Oh, that's tough.
And I was like, okay, that's rude. Like,
that yeah, bad? They ain't tell me that, but I knew that's why. But I also came with two other people, and then they actually, not a couple of days, I was working for like a week or two, and then two other people. Like, I was like, oh yeah, I work here. And then he pulled me aside and was like, all right, out of them two, who would you pick? And I was like, dang, both of them are boys. But
it's the homie over there. Yeah.
But yeah, that's so crazy. I was working at 14. Then I got a job. I quit that job, got a new job. And where I used that job to co-op. Then I was working summers. Then I got another job. I got a lot of work experience. I've been working for the most part for over 10 years. I was in customer service for a little bit over 10 years. And then...
Customer service for...
Trash.
Four, five, six?
Yeah, because you all was bussing,
so... Yeah. Yeah, all the years except 2020, like the second half of 2020 to present, I wasn't. Actually, no. This is the first time I'm not in customer service.
Must be nice.
I had the face-to-face interaction. I had to talk to people, let people know where? I was on the way. At the mosquito place.
Are you talking about, but like at like the jobs prior, like in high school and stuff?
It was still customer service. I was front of the house. I wasn't front, but I was out there. I was the face. See me looking how
I was the face. I was the hostess.
Yeah, you was in the front, but when they come to sit down,
they don't see you till they leaving.
Nah, I used to be standing there.
Oh yeah, y'all like, have to stand there.
Like, I'm not just chilling in the back. I ain't even talk back then. Like,
yeah,
and post it up. Ah. What's good? How you doing, ladies? My Sagittarius.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Night long walk from the dark. We back. We here now.
One day we'll name all of our jobs for you guys.
Word.
Not today.
Most of them is trash.
They all trash.
Yeah. I mean.
I met some great people, though.
Yeah, the people.
I met some great people. But the job itself, I was like, yo, this can't. And then I understood how people get stuck there. Like.
Mm-hmm.
It was a time I started working like every day. Like, I was picking up shifts,
mm-hmm.
And then like when you do it every day, it's like it's normal.
Yeah.
It's just part of the routine. So I'll get home from school, go to work. Get home from school, go to work, and then like the people that wasn't normally like speak for real, they started speaking. Mm-hmm. It was good. We have a little conversations.
Yeah.
We just chilling, chopping it up. Okay, I can do this. It's not too bad. The days. They just fly, like the shifts start to go a little faster because now it's just part of my routine. But it's like, this is like for so long, like after a while, it's like, I can't keep doing this. Like you take a step back. Like you got to ask to take days off. You got to get approved. Like, oh, I got to go to, I have to, I'm an adult. Y'all want me to sign a piece of paper to go to the bathroom? Like they got this little security lady. Mind you, I got a vest now. So I walk through the thing. I'm about to go to the bathroom. I have to go back. She's like, you got a sign? I was like, don't know why I'd be signing this. She's like, no, you got a sign? In my head, I'm like, you ever seen somebody with a vest sign this paper? I ended up signing the paper just because. But then I come back. Somebody just walked right through. I just look at her like, I'm not signing this paper. Like, stop it. And then even yesterday. Had this hat on the whole time, walking, just doing my thing, walking in and out. They usually ask people to lift up their hats. All night, I'm not taking my hat off. I was forgetting. As soon as we leave, the other two people that I was walking with, they had hats on, they lifted it up. And I'm like, I don't know what she's about to ask. She was like, excuse me, sir. And I was like, I got hat hair. And then everybody was like, he don't got nothing under there. And in my head, I'm like, I've been walking through this little metal detector all night with this same hat. You ain't say nothing now, because, stop it. Like, it just be, like, annoying. And I'd be wanting to say stuff, if I say something, it's going to come off rude. And I don't want to come off rude. Like, I don't care that much to even, like, say something. But it's like, you got the audacity to.
Audacity.
I'll be ringing it.
Oh But I feel like there are pros and cons to both. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's always best, because clearly you've heard our gripes with both situations.
I love the entrepreneur. It's like,
oh yeah, we didn't do like, which we would
it
prefer.
It stretches me. Like, ah!
So that's good.
I'm waking up.
I like the entrepreneurial journey a lot better because it allowed me to discover who, I guess, remember who I am. And I like having my own schedule. Like, even if I have to wake up early, or it's not because, like, I gotta go clock in or I gotta rush to, oh, I gotta make sure I'm on by this time. Like, if it's a meeting, yes, but it's just like, this is the time that I want to wake up and start my day. This is the time I want to start working. Oh, let me cook if I feel like cooking, or let me go do this, or maybe I want to work outside today, or maybe I want to go here. Like, it's just a lot more flexibility, a lot more freedom, and it can be stressful at times, but also I think that for me it's worth it, because like mentally I had to learn to put my mental health first, and it's like mentally I feel so much better. I feel so much freer when I'm working for myself. Right now, I'm in a situation where I got a good system flowing. I only been here for about 2-3 weeks, but the system so far has been pretty good. Slow. But I like having my freedom to be an entrepreneur, to do what I want to do, and to do all of the things, and not feel like I gotta and not feel like I gotta like rush to. To fit everything in my workday.
Yeah, it'd be easier for me. It'd be easier. I don't sleep anyway, but it's easier for me to, like, regardless if I'm tired, it's like, oh, I get to do this today. Like, I'd be excited. Like, even, like, for little stuff, like for stuff that's in my routine, I'd be like the night before, I'd be like, oh, it's leg day tomorrow. I can't wait. Like, I was so excited for abs. Side note. What you eat? I ain't really eat yesterday. I just had snacks. I went to Nut Cafe. Pause.
Yeah.
He said it was a 20-minute late. It was a couple people in front. He was like, it's like a 20-minute wait. A couple people in front of me. So it might have took another 5-10 minutes for me to even get to the line.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Like 20 minutes. That's like 30, 45. When we was waiting, it wasn't nobody in front of us. Except like the one dude.
Not my boy.
So I was like, you know what? Let me just get some stuff from the gas station real quick. I got some Chex Mix and a muffin. Then lunch. I didn't think we was gonna be there long enough to even have lunch. So I was like, went back to the gas station, got some more, got another muffin and some more Chex Mix. And I was still happy for ab day today, but I was dying.
Yeah.
Like what you eat, like It plays a factor. Like,
it's fuel. Like you gotta. So that's the thing that one of the things that I've been learning just in general. Like whether it's if you look at yourself like a car, right? It's so much easier to see what's wrong with you when you put the right stuff into whatever you're doing. So it's like, all right, you get in your car wash, everything, all of your parts are fixed. Now it's like when something happens, you're like, oh snap, I can actually. This is really easy to spot. So it's like eating, making sure you eat. Getting the right amount of energy so that when you work out, you don't hurt yourself. It's like,
I was dying. I just did the same workout on Wednesday, and I was like, okay, I'm good. Like, I got through half of it without like hurting. Like, I was able to be, I was good today. I was like, oh, this is just a warm up. like, what's going on? Like, usually Nova be bothering me. She ain't bothering me at all, but I'm still like dying. I'm like, yo. That Chex Mix, I feel it. Like, I woke up, I was still feeling the Chex Mix in the system. I was like, yeah, but I'm good. I went to the track today. I jogged.
That's good.
That's good. Baby steps.
Right, because I ain't do that.
Dying.
Like, I did not.
But yeah. That's why, for us, like, the gluten-free, dairy-free. It's
everything free.
It's like...
Fruits and berries.
It's been difficult.
Welcome to the club, y'all. Fruits and berries club and water.
Yeah. We need more food. Well, we still be eating like chicken and stuff. So, Because, you know, that's gluten-free and dairy-free, so we can still have that stuff. But just trying to come up with meals, because, like, we got to find substitutes for the stuff that we would naturally have for a meal. Or even, like, the snacks. Like, the fact that those things, like,
God, dairy. Everything either has dairy. It feels like everything got dairy or gluten in it.
Yeah, it's all the good stuff. You'd
be looking at it, be like, hey, yo, why did y'all even put this in this? This was... It's a rice cake. Why is there even dairy in the rice? Like,
the good stuff got gluten or it got dairy in it.
Yeah, so I was trying to not snack, and not snack just because how I felt yesterday. Like, you know, I don't need no type of snacks, but them rice cakes came in clutch because I was fiending.
Yeah, man.
They good. Yeah. So I'm glad I could give them to you.
Very good hands.
But I'm sure it has dairy in it because of the caramel that's on it.
Yeah, probably.
So,
it's like milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't no milk chocolate. That milk in it. That's
the word. It's milk. I, put too much thought into it, you know?
It's all right. And I understand.
Thought it was just a play on words.
Right, you know?
It's lighter than dark chocolate. Exactly. So they had it's milky. Milk in it.
No, it's like milky. Dairy products included.
Man. It had a lot of dairy products listed on it.
Man, I didn't know Rice Krispies, same thing. Rice Krispies, I'm going into the gas station, I'm thinking it's...
Oh, Rice Krispies? Cool,
yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't see no gluten, I don't see... Oh, okay, I'm good. I crack the thing open, and then I'm getting ready to take a bite, and I look at the bottom of the thing, it says contains dairy and soy. I'm like, hey, yo, why didn't y'all make this bigger? Like, why didn't y'all just put this on the front? Like... It's like, this ain't even like the cereal bar. Like, this is like the right, just the regular standard Rice Krispie treat. Like,
yeah, they put milk in everything.
They do.
It don't even make sense. And gluten is in everything. Yeah, milk and gluten. They use everything.
One day I'll have it. I've been trying to think of like Thanksgiving. All right, we getting off topic. Sorry.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
Oh, of course, entrepreneurial life, absolutely. But I think again, we talk about like the pros and cons of all of it. I think the other pro and con of like being, which isn't even really a con, but of being your own boss is like when stuff doesn't work, it's 100% you. Yeah, like you even if
wear every hat,
yeah,
even except if, the Laura hat.
Don't wear that hat. Do not hire somebody, please, please,
please.
But, like, even if you work underneath somebody, like, even if you weren't the CEO, even if you were CEO, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, them paying you, they take the bulk of the responsibility mm-hmm. for it. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, win, lose, or fail, it's like, all right, cool. Hey, you sitting here like, all right, you know what? They ain't make the best decision. I know I probably wouldn't have done that, but, hey, I'm still getting paid. Like,
right.
Who cares, right? In comparison to when you're doing it, everything is on you. So, mm-hmm. I personally just don't like people telling me what to do. And I don't, everything just feels like they would, like, there's so many exceptions to rules. Like, everything, I'll go into work and they'll be like, all right, we have to do, like, this is the exact rule, but for you, we're gonna make an exception today. Or this is gonna, and it's like, bro, if there's an exception for every rule, it's not actually a rule. Like, you
it's
just,
a
you
suggestion.
Gotta, yeah, it's just everything is, it would behoove you to do this. It would behoove you to, it's like, bro, if we're gonna play that game, and it's like, I really don't want to be here. It's like, if I don't have to be here,
and I'm
just not gonna be here.
So. My supervisor be asking me all the time, how long are you gonna be here? Should be watching my story. It just comes with the territory. If I'm here, I'm working. But, you know, I got some things in the work.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'll probably be here through the holiday. But after that, who knows? But you know my boy over there.
Yeah.
He's an amazing worker. If I don't know something, he knows it. Something.
That's right. Put him on.
Give somebody else the alley-oop.
Right.
I would just want to leave y'all with this. If you, yeah, it's nothing wrong with either. When you embark on the entrepreneurial journey in any shape, form, or fashion, even if it's just on the side, just have fun with it. Like, don't look at it as like dreading it or dang what I'm gonna do. Just be like, oh, okay, it's a solution for everything. Like, no matter what, it's a solution. Like, it's always the answer for everything. Yeah. So just have fun with it. Be as creative as possible. Learn as much as you can. Whatever you need is gonna come to you as long as you put the energy into it, like,
and believe,
enjoy the process, like, forget the money of it, because, like, the money gonna come if you love it enough, right? Yeah. If you're dedicated, when you love it enough, you'll be dedicated enough to work on it.
Because I'll be watching stuff and I'll be like, you know, y'all content not that great, but y'all got a lot of content, or like, yeah, it's like y'all have a lot, so I can't do nothing but respect it. I see why y'all are where y'all are, because y'all been working.
Yeah.
So kudos to you.
Because a lot of people, I was watching a video, he was talking about a lot of talented people don't make it, not because they're not talented enough. It's a lot of other stuff that goes into why they didn't, like, the talent, like, you would think that your talent is going to take you wherever, but your talent is only going to take you to the point that your talent can take you. Anything it's only after like that.
1% talent. I'll give it 10% talent. And then everything else is just like consistency, believing, everything other than talent, is the other.
Yeah, and because 90%. When you're not as talented, you have to rely on everything else.
Yeah.
So it's like when you're super talented, you fall back on everything that you're talented on. And it's like, that's once that stops, it's like, what do I do now? Right. And that's what most people stop. Like, all right, I'm super talented at this, but what do I do now that what I'm normally talented at is, like, I'm not seeing the results. It's like, nah, you gotta keep going. Like, that's the moral of the story, is keep going. Whatever you're doing, gotta keep going.
And for people who prefer 9-to-5s, I would like to leave you with this.
Take them for everything they got.
That. And put your mental health and yourself first. Like, put your person, yourself,
like
before
that, like
you, this job. Because at the end of the day, they will replace you in a second. My last job, I was there when my replacement came. Like, when I quit, they had a replacement there by my last day. And I was still working at my desk. They like, oh, yeah, you're going to be sitting at this desk. All right, cool. I'm going to take these supplies, but I'll leave you with
them. Take it for everything.
But definitely put your mental health first, because that's what they're going to do for themselves. Like, they don't care about you. Like, they might. You might be at a really good job, and they might actually care.
And if they do, then that's great, but still put your mental health first.
Right, and if they do care about you, they will allow you to put your mental health first.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you're just a number, or if you're at this job and it's just like in the meantime, or even if you prefer a 9-to-5, just make sure you put yourself, your family, and your needs before this company, their work, their requirements, whatever. Yep.
And if they don't pay you what you worth, somebody gonna pay you what you worth.
Just gotta know what you worth.
You gotta know what you worth.
I just found out my worth at this last job, and it's beautiful.
And you gotta go for it.
It's about to, So diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my neck.
But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. And at some point, we'll have sound effects and stuff. Maybe. Maybe not.
Kind of sound like a rooster.
But in the meantime, you can follow me on Instagram at JUSME_Shakoyah D. That's SHAKOYAH, capital D as in David. And you can follow
me at Who Is Damani. That is Who, WHOISDAMANI, on everything.
Mm-hmm. And me at BN.BREEZE on everything. BN, period. Breeze.
Don't forget to follow my YouTube channel and also subscribe to the podcast YouTube channel, The Gray Area Podcast. Thanks for joining us again. We will see y'all next time for another episode. Enjoy your day, guys.
Yes, sir.
Bye.